Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR and new customers, you can actually bet $5 on any college football team and get $200 in free bets instantaneously. Ooh. Win or lose, and that's with promo code DNVR, only on DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, it's always an interesting time at Coors Field. Isn't it? Every dang weekend, we're always here on a Sunday and something weird happened.
Yes, sometimes it's the weather. Rarely it's the weather. So early in the season, it can be weather. Sometimes it can be livestock on the field. We'll get to that.
We've got the picks.
But as usual, it has to do with the play on the field. And, you know, on the drive over from the stadium to get here, I thought the game started in the seventh inning. Like, yeah. It was 2-2. They played for six innings, but the game started in the seventh inning, and Kyle Freeland went out there. He's approaching 100 pitches, gives up, I think it might have been a single and a double. It was one out, walks a batter, bases loaded, Bud Black comes out. He's at 99 pitches. Mm-hmm. What was your instinct? He's probably done for at that point.
I would think, yes. If you've loaded the bases, you're already at such a high pitch count there. Let's just call it a day. But they don't call it a day. They leave him out for that one last pitch, and that was the downfall.
What's interesting is, and again, we'll never know because we live in the reality in which there were a series of comebacks. There were 11 innings. It was an unfortunate loss for the Rockies, 9-8. So they weren't able to finish off the sweep of the Giants. They fall to 53-70. But we won't know what would have happened in a world in which they just would have lost outright. And we would have gotten probably a little spicy Bud Black saying, like, all right, why'd you leave your guy in? Because he said after the game, like, you know what? We like the matchup. We thought, you know, Kyle was going to be okay there. Everything was lined up. Kyle even said after the game, yeah, he made his pitch. That was what was so interesting, because if you go back and you have AT&T Sportsnet or Ivaca TV, because you can watch it there, mm-hmm, there was a lot of composure in Kyle Freeland's face. Like, he's pissed. You know, he ends up giving up six runs there, five earned. Gives up the grand slam to Longoria on the first pitch, pitch number 100. But nevertheless, he's like, I made my pitch. That wasn't a pitch he should be able to hit out. I wanted to miss inside for a ball to feel his body language out, and Longoria beat him.
Yeah, he said specifically, I don't know how he hit that.
Yeah. And in a weird way, it's almost like that takes a little bit of weight off your shoulders, because you go, hey, I did what I was supposed to do. I executed. And sometimes when you execute and the other team is better, you just tip your cap, and that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. So that's what Buddy said. We were talking about it. We decided to keep him in. Now, when he came out to the mound, he was out there for a while, and I go, okay, he's thinking about leaving him in. The umpire gets close, and I've only seen this the one time with my own live pupils there.
Your pupils, okay.
That's it, with my eye bulbs. And
all right.
It seemed as if when the umpire got close, he almost gestured a little bit with his right arm. He was looking into the bullpen like he was trying to see if Lamet was ready. He wasn't, and said, "And you know what? I'd rather leave Freeland in and trust him to do it than go to my bullpen and someone who maybe isn't ready." Mm-hmm. Leaves in Freeland, pitch number 100, grand slam. That's the game. That's it. Too bad, so sad.
Except
no. There was more baseball.
There was so much more. There were so many more comebacks after that.
Bottom of the seventh, Montero goes, hits a solo home run. So now he's got four on the season. Love that.
Three this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we'll get to his big two home run game on Friday, what that means historically in franchise history for a young guy of his caliber.
History.
Histrionics. I love that. But then in the bottom of the third, three more runs by the Rockies. Tie it. McMahon double. Blackman single. Grichuk two-run homer as the cleanup hitter.
Yeah.
We're tied 6-6. Whole new ball game. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling at that point? The momentum definitely seemed to have swung the Rockies' way, I would have thought, right? It felt
like that. For sure. Yeah, it definitely felt like the game opened up for the Rockies. Things were going to go well. But, you know, no lead is ever safe at Coors Field. No tie is ever safe at Coors Field.
Yeah.
Nothing is safe at Coors Field.
I think Bernard was also the ghost runner, quote unquote, out at second base to start the 10th. So you already like that from that angle. And you're like, okay. Unfortunately, Gilbreth couldn't get it done there. He is charged with two runs there. But again, the Rockies rebound. Single by Ryan McMahon. Scores Bernard from second base. Makes it 8-7. And then Blackman does it again. Second time in the day, a single against another left-handed reliever. When will teams learn you cannot do that again? He is the left-handed version of Albert Pujols at this point.
Basically.
A lefty's in the game. Some damage is going to be done by an old-timer. With maybe a little bit of gray in his beard, he's going to get the job done. And Charlie does that.
Patrick, are you seeing gray in Charlie Blackman's beard?
Not currently.
Okay.
Seen. I've seen.
You've seen? Is this a Just for Men Jell situation?
I cannot actually comment if we've got a JFM situation going on. I don't want to start any conspiracies, but we'll just say, figuratively speaking, when you reach a certain age, there's gray in your beard. Whether it's literal, whether it's not, whether you've plucked it, whether you've dyed it, doesn't matter. But the Rockies do tie it 8-8. Tip of the cap, too, to Charlie Blackman. As I said, what he was able to do there in both rallies. Buddy, you know, was very high in his praise of Charlie Blackman. That's why he is, of course, our DraftKings Sportsbook king in the game. Goes 2-for-5. Both singles, but both against lefty pitchers that were in the game for him. They even, I forget who the first one was, if it was Alex Young perhaps, came into the game to face him. Charlie gets the job done. He does score a run, and he's a huge part of both those comebacks. Good to see him back in the lineup. He's been scrapping a little bit second half. I feel like it's been hard on him. It's been a little hard on CJ Cron.
Yes.
Didn't see him today. He's got the day off, but said Tuesday he'll be back. But we're tied up 8-8, and so you say, all right, we've got another shot in the 11th. I don't know if you've thought about this, but the exact same thing happened for the Giants and the Rockies, except completely different outcomes. You had Gabe Kapler calling for the bunt. Boom. Moves the runner from second to third. Now there's one out. They get the sac fly from the number two hitter there, and Giants score a run. Rockies go to do the same thing. Brian Servin lays down a bunt, pops up to the pitcher. You get a fly ball to right field. That is caught. That should have been a sac fly. Sam Hilliard goes to third base. Really great defensive play by Evan Longoria. The ball is behind Hilliard, and yet he's able to tag Hilliard's foot before he touches third base. Or at least that's what New York says.
That's what New York says. It was so close.
I don't think he was out.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't think he was out, and it's one of those of like, let's just call this thing. That
I didn't expect that to get overturned, because I thought it looked safe to me. I'm like, well, if it's that close, you know, it has to be really egregious for it to be overturned.
And there was another play, maybe that was how the ninth ended, and it was the same play. McMahon at third base going to make the tag, missed the foot, but it looked like, whoa, maybe you could have something there. I know that was late in the ball game, so tough loss there, 9-8. Could have had the sweep there. Could have had the first sweep against the Giants. Since I believe 2018, it was either 2018 or 2019. So, you know, Giants had been playing really well. I think they had won something like 12 straight in a row against the Rockies there. And May 18th, Rockies get a win, and they had won 5 of 6 at that point. Mm-hmm. They'll come away 5-2 since that May 18th win against the Giants.
Yeah. Now, listen, if we're going to mention McMahon, we have to mention the disappearing ball act he pulled.
The wrong kind of disappearing ball, right? Like, you want to be able to find the ball where you want it. In this case, it was not. That was so strange. Maybe you can explain it. Maybe you could kind of go through the emotions of like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
So that obviously didn't happen. yet it very much did.
It looked like there was a glitch in the system, the way the ball. So like he's just doing a routine play, goes to catch the ball. It goes right through the fingers of his glove. And even Ryan's like, what just happened? Like he looked so confused. It was bizarre. And even after the game, we asked him like, what was that like? Have you ever had a ball go through your glove like that? He goes, is that what happened? He actually did not know for sure what happened. But I felt bad because that's the ball that's the glove he's had rather since high A. So it's been with him through so much. So it's time to retire it.
And that's that was actually the point in the game. A sneeze coming on. That was actually a point in the game that would have been somewhat pivotal in the second when the Giants were able to get two runs there. That was where one of the unearned runs came in. He hadn't made an error in the entire second half, which was something. Hadn't made an error since June 7th. So, he's been playing really good defense. And so that's an error.
I mean, period. It is an error, but like it's ruled as an error, but like how much of an error is it?
Yes. It used to, when I would be huge into football, it would always bother me, a tipped pass that was intercepted, and go, oh, the quarterback didn't do his job. He threw an interception. He didn't. He threw, maybe a well-placed pass or maybe a not-so-great pass. He didn't throw an interception. Interception was the result of the play. Mm-hmm. So it was like...
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if someone from the Giants team like came over to the scorekeeper like, hey, can we get that to be like a hit? Like that would be really helpful for our guy since, the third baseman didn't error. His equipment erred.
Yeah.
So could that be? But unfortunately not. And that's basically a play that you will now forever see on the blooper reel. Mm-hmm. Now, you might not see it at Coors Field. They might not show that play there because you're like, you don't want to show up your guy, Ryan McMahon. But any other ballpark, you will most likely see that play because that's one you just go, what? And I feel like I've probably seen a play like that before, but none that I can recall. But I think you can, right? Didn't you recall one? We were chatting about that.
So Vlad Jr. did this at least once this season. We were looking at some video up on our side of the press box earlier. Yeah, Vlad Jr. It happened to Vlad Jr. I think more than once this season, but definitely once.
Yeah, RIP that mitt, man. That was the mitt from High A Asheville at the time. No, I think that might have even been Modesto. It's hard because they've shuffled it around so much.
Yeah.
And the leagues themselves have moved around, where South Atlantic League was low A, and now it's considered high A. And this is the point in which everyone goes, I don't really care. We're getting too deep into the specifics. But there are a lot of really great specifics on the DNVR.com, especially major shout out. Our guy you hear is doing a great job producing here in studio for us. But our other producer, Kale, I don't know if you've checked out, he's basically has like a photography blog of all the photographs that the DNVR Nuggets guys have going on over in Serbia. They're there visiting Nikola Jokic's homeland. It's amazing the content and the people that they're getting to meet during this, 8 to 10 day trip to Serbia.
It looks like they're having an amazing time. It looks like they're learning so much and seeing so much and meeting so many people, and the pictures have been awesome. I think they're making a documentary.
Yeah, that makes sense. I could see that.
I think I saw a tweet about a documentary, so that's very exciting.
And there's a lot of information also, too, in our members-only Discord, too. So again, 50 cents for your first month to join the dnvr.com. You get all that great access to all them and all the great Broncos coverage, man. They are heating up. And you get a price break on the tailgate, too. I think next Saturday already, there's another exhibition game. I want to say spring training, but it's not. It's summer training.
Summer training.
But those boys are going to be back. And so get all that and more at the DNVR. Annual membership does get you a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com. And again, it's football season. So that means not just the NFL, but also the college football season. It's back. It's time to enjoy the tradition, the fun, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. To celebrate the best time of the year, new customers can bet just $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. You can also place same game parlays for a shot at an even bigger payout. You get all that great stuff and more. You can deposit, withdraw your cash whenever you want, which is probably the most valuable element to that, because there are some other I'm just going to leave it at that, because being able to withdraw your cash whenever you want, That's important in a bank, too.
Yeah.
And DraftKings Sportsbook very much could be your bank if you're making the right picks. That's why you got to make sure you're watching.
Well
our,
said.
Our guys, RK and Andre, over at DNVR Bets. But download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code DNVR. Bet just $5 on any college football team and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code DNVR and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. One per new customer, minimum $5 deposit and wager. $200 issued as $8.25 free bets. Restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. My DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week is the Minnesota Twins to win the AL Central. You can still pick division winners. So if you're like, well, the Dodgers are definitely going to win. Now, granted, the payout on that is probably not going to be a ton. You may have to put up like $1,000 to win 100. It's probably even more than that. But the Twins right now, they're only one game out of the NL Central, AL Central.
Yes.
They're infinite amount of games out of the NL Central because they're not in that division. But they are, according to DraftKings, White Sox even have better odds. They're 2.5 games back. At the start of Sunday. So I like what the Twins did. A little bit frugal on the trade front. Tyler Mahle was a nice pickup for them in their rotation. So in general, the Twinkies, man, they're just one of those teams to root for. Them and Cleveland, it's going to come down to them. Two frugal teams in the AL Central. But I think that's plus 225 right now on the Minnesota Twins to win the AL Central. So that's a decent bang for your buck there.
All right.
Overall. Rockies have not won 3 in a row since July 12th through 16th. Had that there. That was the opportunity.
It's been more than a month, and we will keep waiting.
We will keep waiting.
When's the next opportunity for the Rockies to win 3 in a row?
They're playing the Cubs in Chicago. I mean, that's still like a month away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Texas over the next 2 days would have been really nice. If you win Sunday, I mean, shoot, and then at that point you could have a 5-game streak going mm-hmm. on, which would tie for the longest this season. But you got 2 against Texas before you go to New York. They do have 3 in Cincinnati. It might even be 4 in Cincinnati. I think it's 3. 3 in Cincy. You're finishing up in Atlanta before you come back home again. So it's going to be hard for them to possibly do that. I figure they'll have one more 3-game three-game span, I think, at some point. Going back to Kyle Freeland there,
mm-hmm.
we both probably would not have left Kyle Freeland in the game at that point. Would you rather, Susie,
okay.
Get knocked out of the game because of a homer? We won't even say grand slam because that just adds insult to injury. But would you rather get knocked out of the game by a home run or knocked out by a line drive that hits you in the chest with 108 mile per hour ball off of a bat of Sam Hilliard or anyone for that matter? Which would you rather have happen?
I would rather give up the homer because he looked like he was in so much pain, and I'm trying to see an update on how he's doing. I was just looking it up, and I mean, we think he got hit in the chest, right?
I thought so. Yeah.
So something I just saw said that he was hit. I don't know. Hold on.
As you're looking, Jacob Junis was actually very good for the Giants.
He was.
Second appearance at Coors Field in his career, I think 2017. That might have been the last time the Royals were here. I know he was a guy that's buddies with Ashton Godot, so they had a good time catching up during one of the series in Colorado. But it was his first start at Coors Field. 6 2/3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. You know, would have been nice for him to get in the seventh, save the bullpen a little bit, because we know the Giants' bullpen hasn't been great. They've been decent mm-hmm. as of late, but overall, you know, Sam Hilliard knocked him out of the game, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, CBS Sports says that he was hit by a comebacker on his glove hand in the seventh inning, but it really looked like, to us, that he got hit in the chest, and it looked really hard. So regardless of where he was hit, but they're saying initial scans are negative.
That's good. And there's no obituaries out.
There's either. No obituaries.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So that's also good. He could be injured, but he's not obituaried.
He's not, yes.
Past tense of obituary. The verb is obituary.
We're just making up words here. It's that kind of Sunday.
Bullpen was okay until we got to extra innings. Lamette, Lawrence, Estevez, 2 2/3 innings pitch. Only gave up a hit. Gilbreth, as we said, didn't have it. Hilliard had 2 hits and the line drive.
Mm-hmm.
Montero with the home run. Let's talk about him on Friday night. So actually, how about this?
Okay.
We each had a day off to start the series. Which game would you have rather have gone to? A Brendan Rodgers walk-off in extra innings or the first two home run game of 24-year-old rookie Elias Montero? Which, if you knew going into it, which one would you want? Which one would you pick?
I mean,
because that's good, right? They're neck and neck.
It's an unfair question because I was at one of those games as a fan.
Oh, that's true. You're actually at both.
I was actually at both games.
I forgot about that part. You're right. So you know what? Then yeah, bottom line, I'm a loser because you got both.
I got both. I actually had the best weekend ever.
Did you? Which one did you maybe enjoy more? A little bit different because maybe one you had a fan hat on, the other one you're doing more of the journalism thing. But did you have one that you kind of enjoyed a little bit more?
I will say the vibes on Friday were immaculate.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people having a good time. There was a bachelor party out in the bleachers, and they were all dressed as different Jim Carrey characters. And my friend Danny and I sat with them for half an inning and got a picture with them, but like they were hysterical. They were also quite inebriated, but they were pretty hilarious.
I would have hated to have drawn the short straw and had to dress up as the mask. You know, like, oh, this green paint. Everyone else, you know, you might be able to salvage the wardrobe. I wonder which one of Jim Carrey's characters, at least in the early part of his career, because even now he doesn't have too many extreme characters. Sonic the Hedgehog was a little bit wild. But Ace Ventura, he's got some swag to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So the groom got to be Ace Ventura.
Ah, nice. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he got first dibs, but he did have the wig with the swoop. Mm-hmm. They were just vibing. It was really funny, though. So one of them was dressed up as the Grinch, and they were on the big screen a ton. Okay. But this mom and her two little girls came over, and they were like, oh, they just wanted to see the Grinch. I'm like, I don't know if you do want to see the Grinch. The Grinch just had like five tall boys. I don't know if this is appropriate for him to be talking to your children right now.
Grinch is usually a little bit rough to begin with, even when he's a bit sober.
Right? Yeah. So it was really funny. It was such a fun game, though. And of course, you know, I was still in the bleachers for one of Montero's home runs.
Yeah, both to straightaway center field. Saturday was a 4-3 win in 10 innings. Rockies had lost 10 straight in extras, believe it or not, which I hadn't realized had been that bad. So that was a nice one. Hmm. Third walk-off of 2022. B-Rod's got two of them, two this year, two in his career. Another four-hit game for him.
He's
got four four-hit games.
Just dropping four-hit games like it's nothing. What did I say about B-Rod going into this season?
You nailed it. You absolutely. What did you say after he was batting 0-81 in April? You said, no, double down. Give me more B-Rod. He's been great at the top of the leaderboards of second baseman. I'm glad
I quadrupled down.
You definitely did. Ryan Feltner did a really good job bouncing back. Really felt like he had something to prove. Six innings pitched, two hits, only one run, two walks, five strikeouts. So that was his third start of the season, actually going six innings, giving up only one run with five or more strikeouts. So again, you like that he's got that potential in there because there are plenty of guys that you could say, hey, maybe if this goes right, maybe you could have this. There's a little bit of evidence saying, look, he actually can do it against some teams. That's a jumping off point, which I think is really important. And Brandon Crawford had himself a home run since 2019, 10 home runs at Coors, most in Major League Baseball. Kind of will be nice to see him retire at some point.
Yeah, or at least just stop coming to Coors Field. Because, yeah, he had a great time. He had a great time here this weekend. Circling back to Feltner, though, I'm so glad that he had a good outing because the last time we talked to him after his last outing, last homestand, he said something that really has stuck with me. And I know we mentioned it on the pod before, but he mentioned how, you know, you always think about what it takes to get to the big leagues and you don't necessarily think as much about what it's going to take to stay in the big leagues. So I'm happy that he kind of made that quick turnaround.
Very true.
Yeah. I think about that quote was rent-free in my head.
It does for me too. And that'll be something maybe to unpack in the off season. You know, I think as a young guy, he's just saying what's on his mind, but that could mean some things about the Rockies as an organization, as far as preparing their players for the big leagues, rather than just letting them maybe quote unquote develop at their own pace. Are they actually getting their guys ready for the big leagues or not? He definitely didn't mean it that way.
No, but
that was how I was able to read through the lines just a little bit of the matrix, the green letters and numbers coming down to the screen.
Listen, Patrick's always overthinking, and this is a time
pays off.
Where I like it.
It does pay off. Jose Urania, fifth quality start in 9 tries on Friday night. Dude had, I'd only given up 3 hits. It was, he only given up 1 run until a couple of inherited runners ended up scoring in the 7th, but went 6 2/3 innings pitched. Retired 11 in a row, which was nice, and didn't give up a hit between the 1st and the 6th, both by Jock Peterson, who does some things against the Rockies, and that's going to happen when you play, you know, majority of your career in the NL West.
Yeah, but you know what? I also did notice, I noticed this on Friday, and I noticed he did it again on Sunday. He got so mad after a couple of at-bats where he threw his bat. I just love seeing him throw a fit.
Interesting. Yeah. We know, hey, that's okay.
He's an emotional guy, you know? That's fine. Let it out. But when it's someone who crushes the Rockies like that, I'm just like, yes, cry about it.
Yeah. If you frustrate our fan base, you frustrate us, we kind of want you to get a little bit frustrated too, which is a great segue into this ad read for... No, there's no... I wish there was a frustration pill.
It's like, wait, where is the segue going?
All of Denver would be on the... I thought you guys were going with Lightshade. You go Lightshade? No, that free plug for Lightshade, though. Yeah, crush the weed. That definitely could help. That definitely could help. No, that's gonna be a new fun thing, maybe, for the offseason. Fake ad reads are like... It seems like it's clearly going to be a segue, and then it's not at all. I like messing with you guys a little bit.
We're gonna workshop this in the off season.
I like messing with that.
Which is coming up soon. There are less, I think, what is it, like about 15 games left at Coors Field?
That's about right.
Yeah.
I looked at it as after this Wednesday series, starts Tuesday, against Texas Rangers, there's still 6 weeks left in the season. We've got like 3 series on the road. New York, Atlanta, Cincinnati, right after that. You know, the season ends with 3 series, kind of, Giants, and then a back-to-back in L.A. against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. But really, in those 6 weeks, only 2 homestands mm-hmm. of a week long, of 2 series. So, like, that's it. So, I mean, this is almost kind of the end of summer, and then we'll kind of come back for 2 quick little reunions here and there, hopefully to have a little bit of fun. Hopefully see a couple more big games mm-hmm. from Eleiurs Montero. I know how to pronounce his name, and yet I'm still not doing it right.
You know what?
Eleiurs.
But I'm still hearing it pronounced by everyone totally different ways.
2025 is when Denver will know how to pronounce it. And again, I know how to. I just don't do it yet, and I just need to slow myself down and say Eleiurs Montero, 24 years old in 2 days, youngest to hit 2 in a game since Trevor Story in 2016. Ooh. You like being in the same class as that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
That's good company right there.
What else is this like? The fourth youngest in franchise history with 5 RBI. Also, Trevor Story. And then this might make you wince, might make you feel good. Flashback for a name. Ian Stewart. Juan Uribe also did that one. Susie Last Rocky with 2 home runs.
Oh, Chris Bryant.
Yeah. July 8th. Against Arizona. Remember him?
I sometimes don't.
Raise your hand if you saw him in the clubhouse this last week.
I don't know if I saw him.
He's just walking out.
Yeah.
With the boot.
He's still booted.
With the boot. What's the, we have to see if you here can find out what the over-under is on a half of game played for Chris Bryant. I am taking half a game played. What do you think? Does he play a game over? Are you taking the under, and we do not see Chris Bryant back on the field? This could be a whole show.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll throw it out there right now because we have so many things to talk about.
I don't think we'll see him.
I'm taking the under as well.
Yeah.
I'm taking the under.
Chris, I think, Bryant. If we do see him, we'll see him for 1 game, and then he'll be back on the IL again.
Which means, well, if we don't see him, it means the last time we will have seen Chris Bryant is in bobblehead form. That's
And my bobblehead was really bad.
It did not look great.
The one that I got just had the worst paint job. I swear I will never get off this soapbox, but they got his nose all wrong on that bobblehead. Wow. That bobblehead could be anyone.
Could be.
Anyone.
Montero going into Sunday's game started mm-hmm. 17 of the last Rockies' last 18 since I think it was game 2 on August 2nd in San Diego. 7 doubles, now 4 homers, 13 RBI. And I learned this fun little fact, and if you had asked me before, I would have said maybe one other person did it, but the odds are probably zero. Like, how many times has a guy's first career home run been as a DH? Probably zero. It's mm-hmm. never happened before for the Rockies. They're an NL team.
Well, yeah.
How many times has there been a DH? Maybe you can go, well, what about 2020 season? Anybody debut? If you got a really good memory, I don't actually think anyone debuted in 2020. for the Rockies on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Tommy Doyle, there's a name. There's a name.
That is a name.
He debuted on the pitching side. Ryan Castellani, I think, also debuted again. Pitching side, but if we're talking DHs,
Ashton Godot doesn't really happen. Debuted 2022.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with you. You're confident on that. So,
I'm pretty sure.
Again, probably has never happened, but Ryan Sheely did it back in 2005. Again, another blast from the past that the hardcore fans go, oh my God, that 2004 season in Tulsa in the Texas League, he had 31 doubles. I think 26 homer, 99 RBI, just shy. Probably should have been the Texas League MVP for the Tulsa Drillers. So real blast from the past. So it's cool. Elias Montero, he's going to be on a lot more of these lists as the season goes on. It's a shame, again, only about 39 more games, I think, for him to kind of continue that. He's going to lose his rookie status. So, you know, maybe he'll get a third place vote for Rookie of the Year. Depending on what he does,
yeah.
But he won't have that opportunity next year, unfortunately, mm-hmm. If he goes over that. I think it's 140 plate appearance threshold, so not so bad. But you know what? The threshold you need to get over is one online. It's foco.com.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well, look, they've got all kinds of amazing gear for you to check out. You name it. I mean, Broncos bobbleheads are coming.
Yes.
They've got all kinds of great merch, all kinds of great swag. We know they've got the Joe Sakic bobblehead. We know they've got the Nikola Jokic back-to-back MVP bobbleheads, City Connect, you name it. All you got to do right now, use promo code DNVR for 10% off. Whether you're live or in person or from the best seats in the house, in your home, you can be surrounded by not porcelain dolls like Ryan McMahon likes. Yeah. No, these are made of something different. And they're
I
not
love
gonna,
that rumor.
They're not going to haunt you. We've got a couple bobbleheads just to your left that are a little bit haunting. Yeah, look at that look. You know, you're laughing, but it's a scared laugh. There's a tear I saw just trickle down your right cheek.
I need an adult.
It's kind of scary. The sun's going down a little bit. You know, fall's coming. It's weird, but you know it's not weird and it's not going to haunt you. The bobbleheads from foco.com. Again, use promo code DNVR for 10% off.
We're going to turn the studio into a haunted house for Halloween season.
You really should. We really should at this point. And look, check it out because there's still plenty of golf season left. 70,000 plus golfers with the Colorado Golf Association. They've got their very own USGA handicapping system with worldwide access to score posting and GPS tracking. When you join the CGA over at ColoradoGolf.org and you use code DNVR for $5 off your next membership, you can get all kinds of exclusive deals on courses like Aspen Glen Club, the Club at Ravenna, the Pinery, and more. Members, you gain access to all kinds of exclusive membership. We can get discounts at Imperial Golf Tech, PGA Superstore, you name it. You probably rub some elbows with one of our golf pros, golf bros.
Yes.
The bros that are pros. Just hit 1 million on TikTok. Again. 1 million, folks.
Congratulations to them.
Props to Mitchell. Making, props to Spencer.
Making goofy golf videos that people...
They're funny.
Absolutely. They're so funny. They're effortlessly funny. It's... I'm jealous.
It's very good. Yeah. No, those guys are crushing it. So make sure you check out coloradogolf.org. We talked about what was the better game, Friday or Saturday. You don't have to answer that. You were at both. Some players that, you know, I don't know if we want to say what game was better than the other, but, you know, that had good games that stood out. We saw Wynn Bernard with his first career double on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Had the game-winning run on Saturday night.
Yes.
That was awesome.
You know what? I was thinking this Saturday night, but, yeah. You know, it's been so great talking about Wynn Bernard's incredible story, his insane journey to get to the majors. But it's like, okay, now we can just talk about how he's doing at actual baseball. So that was Saturday night was fun. He had a great game and it was nice to just talk baseball for once.
Connor Joe, you know, maybe we jinxed him when it came to the on base streak, but he pulled a Hilliard. And at this point it has to be the Hilliard. But
actually, yes.
so what is a Hilliard for those that aren't initiated into DNVR Rockies and in our culture, so to speak?
A Hilliard is when you look in the mirror and look at your face with a beard and say, this beard has no hits, and you shave it all off.
I didn't remember the quote, but that's amazing. Connor Joe did the same thing. He said it was more like St. Louis is just brutal.
Yeah.
Switched it up, fresh face, I had to stick around late on Friday night, had to ask him. He's like, yeah, talking about his homer, about the win, whatever, some adjustments, batting lower in the lineup, you know, 2 for 3 at the plate, even had a walk, so had a really good day. He thought he was going to get away with it, had to ask him, smiled, big cheeks. He's like, I had to do something different. I'm like, that was it. That was the trick. He's like, yeah. Or all the hard work that I put in.
Yeah, or...
But hey, who knows?
Or that.
I thought, and he didn't say it somehow like mildly, snidely, where you're like, come on. Like, I put in so much work. He said it 100% jest. So I love... It's true. Yes, it's the work. We know. But I like that he leaned into it a little bit in that way. So
it's
that was
the
great.
Hard work, but it's also not the other weird thing that I did.
Hey, your first home run since June 7th is when you trim down a little bit? You didn't realize it was that long,
oh,
huh?
Well, I did not realize. When you say it like that.
He kept the no beard, too. He's got the shadow. He's a 5 o'clock shadow guy.
He's got a shadow.
But he shaved again. Ryan McMahon had a good night on Saturday. Led off for the first time in his career. I looked it up. I've already forgot how many games he's played. 260-something. No, that's got to be way more than that. But first time leading off in his career in the big league. So why? Well, you know... Buddy says he wants his best guys at the top of the lineup. McMahon is one of his better guys, 340-ish, you know, on base percentage. One of the interesting things is he leads Major League Baseball with 5.38 pitches per at-bat. So he sees a lot of pitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for the rest of the lineup. Is a guy who's done that his whole career, actually has the franchise record, 4.36. So right now, if he stays on that pace, you know, he'll set a new franchise record, which he set in 2020. It was a shortened season, so this one... will be a little bit better, but in August in 17 games, going into Sunday, 406 on base percentage, 610 slugging. Since that conversation with Buddy in
the
San Diego,
the conversation,
he's been playing really, really well. And did you catch his new walk-up song?
Oh,
you think about digging through.
Yes and no.
Good answer.
Because I asked him about his walk-up song yesterday, but I don't know. Did he change it this weekend? Before this weekend?
I didn't notice it on Friday.
You didn't.
Could have happened on Saturday.
It might have.
I asked someone and they were like, I didn't notice it. But for his first at-bat, he had a different song that made you feel like you were going to get a base hit. Unlike his, I forget the artist, something with Trip, Super Trip. I don't know, but it's like an instrumental. It's very like California, almost like a lo-fi kind of beat. Doesn't really get you amped up to hit. But I had Shazam ready his last four plate appearances, and nope, they went back to the original one.
Oh.
And I'm like, come on, I need to know what this other song was.
Weird.
They actually had like lyrics to it. But no, so it just was there for the first plate appearance. So I don't know. You have to come out to the ballpark and find out if he does have a new song or not.
I'm going to have to look into this a little more.
All right, real quick, giant shenanigans here. Wilmer Flores, I learned on the scoreboard, likes corn and anchovies on his pizza.
Corn and anchovies.
Why not, I guess? Corn, honestly, in a weird way, makes sense.
I don't know if I've ever had corn on a pizza.
I've seen anchovies
on a pizza.
Like if you had an elote style pizza.
That would be really good.
That'd be bomb.
Someone
right?
Call Sexy Pizza right now.
Call them up. Now, have you ever eaten anchovies before?
I have.
Really?
Yeah. So when I
intentionally?
Did. Intentionally? Yeah, a few times. Well, when I was little, my friend and I used to just like call the pizza place and order delivery for like the weirdest pizza we could think of. So like I've had anchovies on a pizza before. But okay. Also when I was doing keto and when I was doing paleo, anchovies are an excellent, disgusting snack.
Wow. You hear ever get in on the anchovy game? Have you ever eaten an anchovy?
I'm actually kind of normal.
Well, technically, we probably have all eaten anchovies because
Caesar.
That's in the Caesar dressing.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Invented in Tijuana, Mexico. But I had anchovies in San Francisco, inadvertently ordered a real Caesar salad. And I'm like, what's this other stuff in it? It was really salty. But look, when in Rome, you got to eat it. So it was okay. All right. So we see you out here, Wilmer Flores. JD Davis, I'll give you here and Susie, I will give you both a million guesses. And you will never guess J.D. Davis's middle name. J.D. Davis. Just take one guess. And you're not even going to be close.
Well, I know it's not a D.
Okay. All right. So now you're going to be closer. That's the thing. So he's JD because JD, Jonathan Davis. Jonathan Gregory Davis. He's, hey, JD, because those are his initials. And so he goes by it, but his middle initial isn't actually D. So that's kind of weird.
The Giants are kind of weird.
All right, I want to know.
You're like breezing past that.
I want to know because you were there on Saturday.
Okay.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Tell me about Jose Iglesias, 10 years of MLB service time.
You know what? We got a chance to talk to him before the game, and he was talking about just how wild it is to have made it 10 years. He said, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he said, you know, playing one game is a blessing, and then just everything after that has been incredible. And how he's so grateful that he could make his dream come true, his dad's dream come true. We know we talked a lot about that, especially that first game, that Rockies home opener. But, you know, he also reflected on, like, you know, the process of defecting from Cuba. And, yeah, this guy's been on a journey for sure. So, you know, he's been with a lot of teams, and it was cool to see him celebrate 10 years of service time here with the Rockies.
Yeah, that must have been nice. Charlie did it earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Chacin got it last year. For anyone that doesn't know, it's not just like, oh, it's a cool round number. Like, it's service time. It's not 10 years. Because you could play in 10 years. I feel like there has to be someone out there. Look it up if you want. Or rather, please look it up and tell us.
Yeah.
But you can play in 10 years in the majors and never even be a free agent. Like, maybe the next year, you know, you're like maybe 33, but you keep getting up and down, or, you know, promotion, demotion, option, et cetera. You can play 10 years, but it doesn't mean you have 10 years of service time. It doesn't even mean you have 6+ years of service time to even become a free agent. So, like, it's a big deal. You go into the Players Association pension, which is a big deal. Look, I know these guys make millions of dollars, and you go, ah, they should manage their money better. Well, what if you invest your money? That money is invested. You don't touch it. Like, it's invested. It's there when you need it, at maybe towards the end of your life. So when you get a pension at age 45, did a little research. It's about $68,000 a year. So you go, wait a minute. Jose Iglesias, Charlie Blackmon have been playing that long and have made so many millions of dollars. At 45, they're going to make $68,000 from their pension. That doesn't seem like a ton of money, right?
No.
If you wait until you're 62, which is up there, but we know people also live longer.
Yeah.
You get $220,000 every
big
year.
Big difference.
Kind of a big difference big if you can difference. Hold out. So I think that was kind of interesting. Next up for the Rockies, Alex Colomé, CJ Cron, Randall Grichuk. After next year, or at the end of next year, they'll be at 9+. So they would still need to sign like a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
And play some time in order to get to their 10 years. Chris Bryan won't even get his. So this puts it in perspective. You go, hey, he's finally a free agent. We know, you know, his service time was manipulated a little bit with the Cubs. And so maybe he should have been a free agent last year. So that's an extra year. Been in the majors for 7 years going into this one. This is his 8th. He will not have 10 years of service time until 2026.
That is
like think of, you know what I mean? Like, that's
time from now.
Yeah. So like that's really impressive, you know, to be able to do that. So that's really cool for Iglesias.
Good for him. Congratulations, Iggy.
Congrats for him.
Yes.
Congrats if we're going to go off the board here. Alan Trejo. He homers twice on Sunday.
Yes.
Including a grand slam and a 6-2 win for the Isotopes. Had 5 of their 6 RBI. Albuquerque has now hit grand slams. Is it 12 grand slams this year? Most in minor league baseball since 2007. Yeah. That's a big deal. They still got a way to go. This season is going to be a lot deeper for the minor leagues than the last couple. Last year, I mean, it went pretty deep, but usually it ends around Labor Day. This year, it's going to go at least the middle of September. We know Fresno and Spokane, they're going to the postseason, so they're going to be playing late. I think they even got playoff tickets already out there for Fresno Grizzlies, but I don't know. I don't think there's a good, you know, Slam Diego version for the Isotopes. New Slamsico? For New Mexico? No. Slam BQ? No. I don't think there is one out there to celebrate this team.
You know what? I've just been calling it the Albuquerque Grand Slam Factory.
Ooh, I like that.
Which I think is just fun. And I mean, it's a lot of syllables, but.
How many more Grand Slams does Albuquerque have to produce in order for it to be known more for the Grand Slams than for Blue Meth from Breaking Bad?
I will say 4 more.
So 16? Oh man. All right. That's it. They might get a fancy donut after. There's a donut place in Albuquerque that I went to that has like a special blue meth. Not really blue meth, but a special like donut that looks like blue meth, and they only serve it on like Walter White's birthday.
Oh, is it like rock candy on there?
It's like rock candy,
different
yes.
Different kind of rock candy.
Yes, and it will keep you going all night because of the sugar. Because of the sugar. Full disclosure. We got a couple of injury guys to talk about. We might have to get to that on Tuesday. Some good news, some bad news. Article up right now on the DNVR.com all about Antonio Senzatela and just how severe is that injury that we thought was pretty bad on Thursday in St. Mm-hmm. Louis. It's about as bad, if not worse, so you can read more about that. We'll talk about that on Tuesday's pregame mm-hmm. here in studio at about noon. But again, there's so many crazy things that happened at Coors Field this weekend and on Sunday, and you were kind of in the midst of some of it. You could say it was almost like a zoo-type atmosphere. Literally and figuratively.
It was literally a zoo. So it was Dinger Day. It's not Dinger's birthday because no. We know that the hatching was in April. I think it's April 26th is Dinger's birthday.
Interestingly enough, they were showing video of him hatching, and I thought, Dinger, avert your eyes. Do you want to watch your own hatching like that? Dinger was looking right at the scoreboard. He should have done a head spin.
Just
and
the
spin
way,
it around.
He but. Should have. That would have been appropriate. But like just watching Dinger come out of that egg, butt naked. Just, it's absolutely terrifying every dang time I see it. But yeah, Dinger had a birthday party. All of his mascot, not a birthday party. Dinger just had friends over, basically. It was Dinger Day.
It was an excuse to sell some shirts,
it
really.
It was an excuse to sell some shirts. But yeah, mascots from all of the local teams, except for Rocky for the Nuggets. He was not there.
That's right. And we were talking about his incident passing out, coming out from the rafters. How many other mascots can you name that were there, by the way?
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank on so many
okay,
of them.
Okay, so I got to see the Rapids mascot for the first time.
Right, what's his name?
Is his name Rapid Man?
That's the, all right. So hold on. You hear, we've never talked about this with you before. This is a good DNVR Rapids mashup. I'm going to go ahead and say Rapids Man is an awful nickname, yet it's so awful you go, that's my dude, and you're okay with it. What's the real take on Rapids Man?
Get on the mic, you hear.
And it's one word. It's one word, too.
That's literally the take where it's so bad that it's good.
Yes.
It's just like the mad. Like, I followed the Rapids for like a long time. Yep. I just figured out that it was water. He's supposed to be water.
He's water, yeah.
I just like figured that out, yeah.
Like, what did you think he was?
I thought it was just some crazy thing they came up with.
Like, a blue ice pop?
Yeah, I just thought it was a blue guy in a suit. Like, that's blue. Literally what
he's
I,
no, he's jacked water.
So, that's
he's got, like muscles.
Yeah. So he's, what we joke about is that he's the Kool-Aid Man older buff brother that
like
doesn't intake any sugar.
Yeah.
So that's why he's buff, because he's all water.
I like that spin.
That's good. Thank you, Yahir.
Although it's also pronounced Rapidsman.
Rapidsman.
Rapidsman. All right, so we had Rapidsman there.
Wooly, the mammoth mascot.
I didn't know who that was, but that is a very intricate mascot. Also, bald mascot or balding. Some mascots are like bald, but you don't think of him as bald. Right, he's just it's like a shaved head, and then he's got the hair coming off the sides like he's...
I didn't get that good of a look, maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that he
was
balding.
I was from up high, so I could see his scalp.
Oh, I guess you can see that. No, yes. I was down on the field.
That's a cool mascot. I kind of dig Wooly.
He had a big presence, so yeah. I liked that. I don't know the Buffs mascot, but he was doing some weird stuff.
Chip.
Oh, Chip. Yeah, he did have a little...
Patrick Saunders, I'll call him out for, in a good way. He popped for Chip. He was like, oh, Chip's here. He was excited. He's a Chip guy.
Okay.
Patrick Saunders is a Chip guy. And then I don't know if it was him or Groke said, hey, they should run Ralphie out here. That would have been really interesting. No, it wouldn't have been. But I thought that was fun. Chip was there.
Chip was there. Chip was doing some weird stuff.
Rammy the Ram. No, I don't know. That's not Rammy's name.
I don't know.
It is Rammy. No, it's not Rammy. Rammy the Ram, that's so...
Also,
that's
we have a video
creative.
Of all the mascots kind of like high-fiving Dinger after all the
let's
first
see
pitches.
Him. Yeah, that will...
So let's see if we can catch any names on the back.
Bernie,
of
course.
Bernie for
yes.
the Avs, yes.
Rhodey the Roadrunner.
Also, I hope Whitten Bernard got a picture with Bernie because they're both Bernies.
Oh.
And I never got a chance to find out if that happened.
Dang. Yep. Bernie. Who's a better Bernie? Whitten. It's going to be Whitten.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know what? Now that I'm looking at this video, it is such a shame that they did Dinger Day on a Sunday where Dinger has to wear the City Connect jersey that doesn't fit him right.
Ooh. That's right. Cam the Ram?
Cam the Ram.
Okay, that works.
Hmm. Okay.
The Cam fam, if you enjoy the Ram. So we know you're in on possums. If you go to Susie's farm, you would have possums. How about donkeys now?
I met some donkeys today. It was really exciting. Pull up that donkey footage.
And that's not like a euphemism for some of the guys that were in the Jim Carrey bachelor party. No, literal donkeys.
Look how cute that they were. So cute. They were from the Sea Lazy U Farm, which is a sponsor of Coors Field. We see ads for them during games. But yeah, they brought a couple of donkeys to Dinger's party, and they look how cute they are. And I got to pet them, and I got to feed one of them a treat.
And unintentionally, you're wearing Shrek green today. Shrek green dress next to a real donkey.
Patrick, what? I will literally punch you in the face for comparing me to Shrek right now.
No, I just said the color. I just said color.
Physically and, assault you.
And B, you almost physically assaulted someone who accused you of wearing a yellow dress earlier this morning. So you've got a mean streak in you when it comes to colors. So don't just say nice dress. Don't say what color dress. Just say nice dress.
I'm living beyond color. No, oh my God, I can't believe you called me Shrek.
No, I said Shrek colored dress with donkey there.
It's not even a dress. It's a jumpsuit, Patrick.
Before we get out of here, did you have something? Oh, also, shout out to Hunter Goodman. We see you. Oh. Homers in 5 straight games. Doing it up there in High A Spokane after his promotion. But did you have something on the Little League Classic? It's going on. I feel like next week is really when it's going to heat up. We'll talk a little bit more about the, you know, Little League World Series. Mm-hmm. I love it. But Baltimore and Boston in Williamsport, surrounded by a bunch of kids. Less than 3,000 people will be at that game, believe mm-hmm. it or not. They had a slugfest on Friday. 5 home runs, 15-10. I also point that out because the Sabre Convention. So a bunch of our friends from the Denver chapter, Rocky Mountain chapter of the Society for American Baseball Research. We're the best baseball cult in the world.
We are the finest baseball cult in the world.
Yes. It's more culture than just DNVR Rockies in general. It actually is, yeah, for sure. But they were actually at that game, so that was an interesting one for them to be at. But you had a couple things to say about the LLC, as it were, up there in Williamsport?
You know what? I don't know if I have a lot to say.
Okay.
I do have a lot to show.
Ooh, okay.
We got a little game.
Oh, we do.
So we've got some pictures of some little leaguers, our own little leaguers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see if you can guess who they are.
Okay, now, there was one little leaguer that I had an image of in an article that came out earlier this week on Randall Grichuk.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking about Rockies. I'm talking about DNVR folks.
Okay, let's go.
Talking about our own.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Ooh. Ready? This could be interesting.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. First one. Let's see the first one.
Let's embarrass some people.
All right, who is that, Patrick?
All right, so we've got, I don't know if that's a Boston Red Sox on the cap there, a Navy. Good hitting form. Now, I'm trying to think back to our home run derby. Now, this person bats from the right-handed side, but I think they batted from the left-handed side. There's a lag here on YouTube, so I'm looking at this picture from so far away. I think that's you, Susie.
That one's me, yeah.
Yes!
I'm an ambidextrous hitter. And this is how I posed for the picture. But yeah, this is me in my softball days. This is the year I won most enthusiastic. And I still put that on my resume, and I look insane for every job I apply for.
You mean to tell me that somebody actually beat you out for that award at some point in your life since you first won it?
No.
Because you still have it. You still have that award.
I still have it, yes.
I mean, you're supposed to return it to the Little League for it to be given to another small child, but you've kept it, and you keep updating the plaque on it. It used to have, like, a small bottom, and you're adding, like, pieces of wood to it, like it's the Stanley Cup. It's
literally the Stanley Cup, yeah. That's it. Most enthusiastic for media slow pitch softball.
Were you on the Twins? Like, was that the team? Because
it was an M. No, so it was for media. Media is the town that I'm from.
You're from a town media and you work in media and you lived in media.
Yeah, it's very strange.
All right. Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see the next one, shall we? Oh, I mean, you should know this one.
At a distance, that pale child with an oversized mitt, he would eventually grow into that one. I imagine he suffered from a lot of trauma from continuing to root from the A's. during a couple steroid scandals from some of their players. Would that be at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter?
That is Patrick D. Lyons. Oh, this picture is adorable. I just love the A's logo. That's just not the A's logo. It's just A's and whatever this font is.
Well, I think all of the teams just had like the word across the chest. And so because the A's is just A's, it just looks like, okay. I think that might be like old Tiger Stadium. I was thinking about what that could have been in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I think they switched it out. It was a green, and I also grew into those buck teeth as well.
You did. You know, I had big teeth too. I don't know if you could see it in my picture, but like my teeth were pretty big. I'm glad I grew into them.
Yeah, I think that's common.
I think your teeth are just your teeth. They don't grow.
Teeth are the teeth.
The teeth are the teeth. All right. Now that this has gotten proficiently weird, we definitely have some more.
Let's look at some more children.
All right. Do you recognize this child?
All right.
First of all, terrible form. So lazy.
I love that. Is that called the Henley style tee? No, that's like a button up. It's three quarter baseball style.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an actual name for it. I can't think of it. But I love white with the red font across the chest and then baby blue sleeves.
This hat does look like the hat that I wore. I wonder if it's someone from my town.
I think that's an actual twins one. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that's Eric Weedham.
It is
a young Eric
Weedham. D-Line himself.
He could maybe have been my brother back then.
Yeah, honestly, I thought that you two looked an awful lot alike.
Very
similar. The freckles,
similar.
The
big chompers,
the big
in the
teeth,
front.
The big chompers.
He's a hitter. I had the glove. He had a real background there. That might have been the park in that
might
have been
have just been
the
with-
field in City Park. That might have been where we were at. Actually, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So cute.
These are great Little League photographs.
We have more, too.
We have more people to embarrass. I think we should embarrass them. We should put them on blast this week and like make sure you're tuning in this week. See if we can get a couple extra views from people in our own company. And go ahead. Look, hey, we're going to show pictures of you as a child when you were in Little League and your gigantic teeth and gigantic bat and oversized glove. We might as well. Look, we got to take the clicks anywhere we can get them.
So we're going to save the last two.
I think we should.
We're going to save the last two because actually we might even get some more.
And they're going to see like, oh man, I want to get roasted. Although we weren't really roasting people.
I kind of want to roast little kids. Not going
to
lie.
I mean, this is the safe space to do it.
This is a safe space to roast children.
If you share a photograph with us, hey, you can even do it in the members only Discord.
Oh, please. Yes. If you have a Little League picture, send it to me. And we will put it on the show.
Yeah. If again, only 50 cents for your first month. But if you're a member of the DNVR.com, feel free. Throw it in the members only Discord. And we'll go ahead and you could say, hey, this is a roastable one. Don't roast this one. You don't have to sign a waiver. But
sign
you have
the roast waiver.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just trying to whet some appetites for us to get more of these pictures because they're a lot of fun. Or even, hey, just throw it to us. And tag us on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
And I'm at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. Shall we let Yahir go to dinner with his wife now?
Yeah, I think we should. That was one of the reasons why I was like, you know what? Let's give Yahir a little bit of momentum so he can eat, have a meal, and give some of our future shows some momentum so that you know we can see those Little League photographs. But truly, you know what they say about momentum? It is only as good as your next show. So we'll see you Tuesday live at noon here in the DNVR studios.